When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
On the gram, getting laughs at the stand. Only she can, only she hands. It's only, only, it's only she hands.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Only Fiends with me, Karen Elizabeth Feehan, and our guest today. He has a special out right now, the Blue-Eyed Mexican.
Yes.
It is Shane Torres, everybody. First time on the pod. Yes. That's exciting.
Yes,
we've known
is.
Each other forever. First time on the pod.
That's true. How long have you had this pod?
How long? 2-3 years. It's like a pandemic pod.
The pandy pod.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm a basic bitch.
Yeah. I don't think so. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm wearing a tie-dye sweatsuit that doesn't quite match.
I know. And you were just mean to your dog, so maybe you were.
Mean is relative, okay? I was trying to
disciplinarian
explain to Shane, who's probably like a cat guy.
Fuck no.
Do you have cats? Take that.
No, what? I'm probably like a cat guy.
That was mad. Yeah, it was the meanest thing I ever said to you.
You know, because I think your viewers and listeners will probably be like, he does look like a cat guy.
All right, he's not a cat guy.
I'm not a fucking cat guy.
You're not a dog guy, though.
I don't have any pets.
No.
Yeah. But I am a dog guy.
You're on the road a lot.
But I am a dog guy.
Yeah.
I have my preference.
I feel like, are you on the road almost every weekend?
I did like 240 days last year.
Yeah.
So like.
You can't have a dog.
No. No.
Unless it's a little road dog or something.
No, I'm not doing that.
No,
I don't want another thing to be hard. Like
I don't blame you.
I don't want travel to be
even
like,
harder.
I don't want to be like.
Right.
Yeah. And I've railed against the dogs on planes thing so much.
Yeah, I agree. Honestly, my dog would not enjoy travel. Like people keep saying like, you should be able to fly. Not people, Justin Silver specifically. He wants to train her. He's like, you should be able to fly with her. I'm like, why don't I just leave her at home and pay somebody to watch her? Because
yeah. The idea. Would you want to bring her?
I don't know what I mean. Again, like you said, like if it was a little easier, but no, conceptually it's stressful financially.
It's more.
More.
Yeah.
And there's too many variables. What if we get stuck somewhere? What if something happens to her? What if she gets sick on the road? What if she shits somewhere? I get a
what
fine.
What if she runs away?
What if she runs away in the desert? I'm like, she'll come back. She never comes back. She gets bit by a rattlesnake. Like all of these variables, I couldn't. It's when she could just stay here. This she's
and
very
just be
used,
in a place she's comfortable with.
She's used to her routine. We wake up early. We play frisbee. She's got a crew of dogs she chills with. Like anyway.
No,
you're on the road a lot. You're with Bert Kreischer a lot this year.
Yeah, I'm actually with him this week. When does this come out?
It'll be Friday.
Okay, yeah, I'll be with Bert. So if you're in Tucson, that's where.
Hell yeah.
That's where I'll be with Bert.
Fuck so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you like touring with Bert?
Yeah, it's really fun. It's not as like intense as people seem to think it is.
Yeah, I think it like comes off as like party hard.
I mean, you definitely have those nights, but it's like not everything is like like no one's doing hard drugs or anything.
Right. Yeah, everything's like a beer funneling contest every 2 seconds.
No. When was the last time you did that?
Brunch? Me?
A beer funnel?
I was going to say definitely post-college though, but I don't think anywhere into my 30s was I funneling beer.
Good.
Thank you.
Yeah, the fact that you said into your 30s lets me know you did it way later than you should
Absolutely.
Have.
Like 28, if you were like, we're going to funnel this beer, I'd be like, all right, why not?
Wild.
Was that wild? I guess so.
I
was an alcoholic. I mean, I was drinking anything.
Yeah.
You know?
How long have you been sober?
5 years, no booze. It'll be 6 in May.
You excited for that?
No,
what are you going to do for your big 6-year anniversary?
Nothing. Just keep not drinking.
Oh, good.
I don't think it's like...
What a weird thing to have an anniversary and not really do anything special for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, some people do, and I...
What do sober people do?
Some people do. Like, they'll go out to a dinner, they'll celebrate themselves. It'll be nice. I just...
I no longer have this problem. What are you guys celebrating?
Kind of like, I no longer have this problem. Let's go spend $100 a head on food.
Yeah, let's go let's go have a ribeye.
Yeah, let's go get some
something
bone
else
marrow.
That'll stop my fucking heart.
Right.
Yeah.
How can I get some serotonin?
Yeah. So what do you do for fun? Because I was thinking about that, like, not too long. I mean, I'm, like, kind of, I don't say I'm over drinking, but I'm drinking way less than I ever have.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm kind of over just doing it. Right, you know, like, right. Yeah.
Because you work out.
Yeah.
Like, you do, like, kettlebell and stuff. What do you like to do?
I box.
You box.
Yeah.
Have you ever done kettlebells?
No, why would I do
kettlebells? I feel like I have this image of Shane swinging a kettlebell.
Why do you?
I apologize. Do I?
No, no, just, I'm not taking offense. I just wonder.
Like,
why.
I, for like some reason, I'm picturing you, like overhead pressing just a kettlebell.
Like doing like a fucking.
You look like you have like a big shoulder. Like you could eat, like your presses are good.
Yeah. I mean, they are pretty impressive. But
like, impressive? Did you guys?
Yeah.
Wordplay, let's athletics.
Check out the special.
What
the blue
can
eyed
he do? Blue eyed Mexican.
What do you do kettlebells?
I'll do whatever, man.
No.
No. Yes, I do. I have two over there. I like kettlebells. There's a place called Fitting Room that I go with my friend Heather sometimes.
Fitting Room?
Yes, but it's like F-H-I-T-T. Like fit.
A hitting.
Yeah.
Fun hitting.
Sure.
And you go there.
Yep.
And it's a kettlebell
Yeah.
Gym.
I prefer, if I could just lift weights every day, I would do that with my personal trainer.
Yeah.
That's what I enjoy the most. But I pretty much, what's the word I'm looking for? Supplement that. With group classes.
Okay. I don't like classes. No? I don't fucking, no.
It's boxing's like, all one-on-one? There's never?
Yeah, or I train on my own. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I don't, the classes thing is always just like, I don't know, man. Like, I'm not a huge fan of group activities in general. I don't want to make friends with people. Like
no,
that.
I'm like that too, though, but I'm a lone wolf in those classes. Like, I don't go there to make friends. I go there to dominate you. You're a fucking...
You're, to dominate?
Absolutely. You're a man and you're lifting the same like weight dumbbells that I'm lifting. I don't care if you're a slight man. I don't care.
Yeah, if you're a gigantic man.
Don't care. You're lifting the same. I'm rolling my eyes at you. I'm looking at your weights.
You're
I'm
like,
looking
and
at
they're like calling them betas and stuff?
With my eyes.
Yeah. Do you think they pick up on it?
I don't care.
I don't. I know you don't care. That's. Do you think they actually like,
no,
how intentional are you with it?
No, probably
are
not.
You like, are you like, next time when you're like picking out weights, you'll be like, oh, same as me.
Yeah. It's like a lot of glancing.
Like, I weigh 115 pounds.
Yeah. It's a lot of glancing. And it's like, and sometimes it's
That would be, if there's a guy in the class you was like, you thought was good looking or whatever, that would be like,
good
I nagging. Think that would make me laugh a lot.
Yeah.
And then you'd also know if it worked, because if he went to like, all right, I'm doing 45s, like if he bumped up, then you could like be like, if that's all it takes, you've already established a line of dominance.
Yeah. My thing is, if you're a guy taking a group class, I'm probably going to think you're a fucking homosexual.
That's the real reason I don't like him either.
That's the, No. You don't want people to think you're gay.
He's a cat guy and he's gay. Check out my special.
It is gay. You think, though. Because I'm
it's
sorry.
I don't know if it's gay, but it's there's definitely something that's a little less masculine about working out in group for whatever reason.
A rhythmic warm up. What are we? Is this Broadway? Like, it's gay. Like, if we're all doing jumping jacks at the same time to a fucking Britney Spears song.
Toe touches.
Like, yes. And one.
When you're doing like feminine stretches
and rhythmic cardio.
Yeah. Like, if you're like Zumbaing or something.
Right.
That shit's.
Do it. Enjoy yourselves, guys. Maybe you're trying to get in touch with your divine feminine. I have no problem with that. But just know that's how you're perceived.
Yeah.
Real men fight each other and like boxing.
This is like for sure what I thought you were going to talk about.
I forgot. Don't worry. I got a whole story to rip into, Shane Torres.
I can't wait.
I can't wait for your insight on this because you're pretty level-headed. And I also feel like you play devil's advocate sometimes. So I'm
with you for sure. Because you always come in such a fucking tiff, you know? You always say, like, you'll be at the scene and be like, this fucking bitch.
Yeah, you're going to have this girl side on this.
I don't know. Are we going to do it right now?
Are you ready?
Yeah, I cannot. Is this in Florida this weekend?
No. This is back at the stand. We can talk about Florida. Florida was fun. Shout out to the Sunshine Comedy Festival.
Oh, you did that, huh?
Yeah. It was awesome. Yeah. Start to finish. Listen, did the weather cooperate? No, not really. But with even that, it was so much fun.
That's a fucking blast.
The crowds were awesome. All the shows were run smoothly. You got to hang out with a lot of comics you don't see. A lot of great, like, fun hang people in the same place. radio.
Laura Sogar was there, right?
And Laura and Matt Broussard, yeah. Ian Fidance, Catherine Blanford.
That's a good crew.
Bianca, she's from Austin. I forget her last name. I think it starts with a P. She's a good hang. Nicole Amy Schreiber.
Okay.
It was fun. Jordan Jensen brought her dog. I didn't get to meet her dog. Rosebud and Andy Haynes were there. We went to a fun comic brunch. They brought their kids. Casey Balsham let me hold her baby for like almost 4 minutes.
That's good.
And she couldn't find her sock. And I was like, I didn't touch it.
That's what happened?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you
I was
held,
like, I didn't
you,
touch your baby's sock.
The baby had two socks.
When I received it. And then suddenly we lost a sock. I didn't touch the fucking sock, Shane. It wouldn't fit me.
I bet there's a sock in your, a baby sock in your pocket or in your luggage right now. You're like, I want to be a mom. I want to be a mom so bad.
I'm shoving it down my throat. All right, you ready?
Yeah, let's hear this.
All right. Shout out to one of my favorite fans. His name's Ryan. We don't have to say his last name. But he is awesome.
Seacrest.
Yeah, it's Ryan Seacrest. We'll call him Ryan Seacrest. Ryan Seacrest has been sending me like gifts and money for like years. He's an awesome fan. He comes out to shows when I'm in his area. Just like always very supportive.
That's
amazing.
That's nice because his schedule is really intense too. Mm-hmm. Ryan Seacrest.
Ryan Seacrest is hosting the New Year's Eve, but he still makes time for me.
Yeah. That's a good fan.
It's a good fan.
What's the nicest thing Ryan Seacrest has ever done for
you? Well, as of late, he sent me a Sporty and Rich sweatsuit. Now, this brand, I don't know if you want to pull up this brand, Nicole. It's a pretty cute brand. I've been wearing it for a while, since the pandemic, actually.
Is this what this is?
No. No, sorry. I just was allergic to that question. No.
just because I don't know.
No, I'm joking.
No, go ahead. Be rude.
I'm rude.
No, this is like, that's cool. That sweatshirt's definitely worth $200.
I just want you to get... Yeah, so you get a sense of the pricing of these sweatsuits or whatever.
Yeah, so which one did he send you?
He sent me a forest green one. I think it's out of stock, but it was forest green, said Sporty and Rich. It was crop, and then the bottom were crop, too. And I've been, like, asking the stand, because that's where he sent it, because I don't let...
I do. Like, if people send me stuff, they never send it to my house. No. Like, yeah.
Maybe you have a P.O. box. I don't know. That's what I...
But if anybody wants, I do know Karen's address now, and I could have it.
Just hit him up. Blue-eyed Mexican. So I was like, where's this package? The holidays happen, whatever. I come back to host Frantic on Monday night.
This is it here.
What?
On the left.
Is that it?
I mean, it looks...
Might be.
It looks green to me. Is it green?
Yeah, that it's similar to that. Okay. It was like cropped, and it's like the extra small is now sold out. Okay. But it doesn't matter. Close enough.
Extra small.
There it is. There's the crop version.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cute stuff, I guess. Yeah.
I've just really have liked this brand for a while, have a lot of their stuff.
Okay.
And he goes, yeah, which one do you want me to send? I said, this one. I picked it out. He gives me the tracking number, and I just keep asking at the stand, like, hey, you guys see a package? You see a package? Again, holidays happen, go home. I come back Monday night to host, and I don't know how old she is, 20-something-year-old, 5'11" hostess, May, is
she's
wearing
great.
My sweatsuit.
Are you?
I started, first of all, I did crack up because it was like a Larry David sketch because it came up to her elbows and her knees. She's like,
she's very tall.
Six inches taller than me.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I also come up to like her chest. So I immediately just saw the logo and I was like, Sporty and Rich, that's my fucking sweatsuit.
What did she say?
She goes, I guess it's not because I'm wearing it. Shane, I went mental. Shane, I went bananas. I had to literally start the show at that moment.
Also, because I know both of you. And neither one of you strays from conflict at all.
She hid, like, though. She hid.
I can't believe she came at you with the, I guess not, because I'm wearing it. Like, that's...
That's mind-blowing, right?
Well, I would have... First of all, I would never... I can't wait for her explanation or what happened, but... Right now, I would, like, if I knew I was stealing someone's...
Wouldn't you be embarrassed?
I would know, but
would
I would be like...
Would you wear it to their job?
Like, oh, it showed up, and they're like... It wasn't addressed to anyone. Like, I would, like, make a lie up, probably, like, if I was stealing it and caught.
Yeah.
Or I would be,
that's
like...
That's what they said, eventually. Yeah. Three of them. They were like, we Googled the sender, and we didn't know who that was. I was like, all right. They keep saying my name wasn't on it. I have the shipping address from my, like, the label from my fan. So, like, I don't know. I have a hard time. The thing is, like, even if my name wasn't on it, there's so many other, like, things. Like, first of all, you can't open mail that's not addressed to you. Your name wasn't on it, right? So, technically a felony.
So, how did they... All right. Fucking... Don't act like you're even trying to go
there. I'm a lawyer.
You're just trying... I understand you're just trying to like strengthen your case here, but
this is a $400 sweatsuit chain.
Yeah, that you didn't pay for.
I looked at her. I was like, yo. By the way, I was like, yo, hostess is at the stand.
$1,000 that you've opened someone's mail you weren't supposed to open.
I honestly never have.
That's crazy to me.
Where would I do that? Where would one do that?
I don't know.
No, but you're saying like you have. I do like mischief.
Yeah, so that's why I can see you being like, fuck it.
Something.
Fuck it. I'll open Bill's mail. I don't give a shit. Like,
really?
You're like, this looks like a birthday card, and this person doesn't live here anymore.
No, I don't know. I'm really not like that. What do you think,
Nicole? I don't know about a birthday card. Maybe if it looked like something serious, I could see you snooping in it.
I don't know.
Yeah, for fucking sure.
I never have. I've never opened something that wasn't meant for me. And even like, there were so many points that she could have been like, oh, this is obviously for Karen. Like maybe when she like put it on her body and realized it like came up to her elbows.
She's wearing it tonight at work.
I told her to buy me a new one, but that one sold out. She said she was going to have it laundered and have it back for me tonight. We'll see. But my thing is like, I don't know if I want my sweatsuit after you fucking put your Gumby body all over it. That fucked up.
Here's Gummy my thing. Body. Good adjective.
Here's my thing.
A good adjective, first of all.
Here's my thing. If she
I want to know the other things that you have to strengthen your case with.
Because,
You said you have. Was they said it wasn't addressed to you, but you have the shipping label that says it was addressed to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've received packages.
It's obviously supposed to fit you if it's way too big on her. Right. Too.
Way too small on her.
Yeah, that's what I meant. She's thinner than you.
She's skinny.
Yeah.
The thing is, the waist fit, it just looks so funny. It looked like shorts on her. I'm a midget. Like, I'm very short.
Yeah, and she is very tall.
Extremely tall. Yeah. So that, and here's my thing. If she, in that moment, was like, oh my God, I fucked up. This is embarrassing. I would have ended, it would have been like, dude.
How long was it there?
You think? Definitely less than a month. But But I had been asking
less
about
than
it.
A month is
probably like
if it's
here's my thing. I had been asking about it. And when Jade saw her wearing it, she was like, oh, my God, that's the package you've been asking about. So like, I don't know, like they can say one thing, but like Jade is like was very well aware of the fact that I was looking for a package.
Yeah.
So like, why would you say it was in the office for so long? There's just so many.
Okay. I don't understand. You're saying, yeah, I can't believe you left it there for that long.
But I kept asking about it. Continuously. Joe Harari was like, oh yeah, that's the package you've been asking about. I was like, yeah, give me my shit. Like, it's not the first time.
So they
time.
Were saying.
This is fun.
This is
so fun for me.
You also need to finish the actual confrontation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When she was like, I guess it's not. Da-da-da. No, well, I just got drug on stage by Aaron and Joe because I had to start the show. I was like, you're a thief. I was like, that's robbery.
Did your set become about this sweatsuit?
No, because too inside. They're not going to know. I would have had to drug her physically upstage and made a spectacle out of her that way.
I might have, if I was you, like, because I don't have like
that
a
feels,
huge.
I'm mean, but that feels very like humiliating.
I don't, yeah, but I don't have a huge like need for conflict. But when I blow something up, I really blow it the fuck up.
I blew it up.
So I would have been like, you ever had anybody just take something of yours? And then I'll be like, well, when you leave tonight, the host is at the stand wearing the green sweatsuit. You can tell that it was meant for me. I would actually 100% say that. And then I'd be like, now let's do my act. And then I swear to God, because like I don't like when people steal. Like I really fucking hate it.
I've stolen from Sephora a lot. A lot.
It's a little different when
it's different when you're stealing from a business when you're stealing with like somebody you work with.
Morally, it is no difference. It's just the effect is.
It feels dirtier to steal from somebody you work with. Here's my thing. She wore it on her night off. Also, why wear it to the place you stole it from?
Maybe she's not a good thief. You know, well, that's how most people get caught. They return to the scene of the crime.
Yeah. It seems like she, like on especially on the night of my show, a Monday night, you're not working. Why are you coming to the stand at 10 o'clock?
Maybe she wanted to really like.
I think she wanted to fucking get a little fight out of me.
Maybe she was flirting.
Oh. That's not a good way to flirt.
No. Not for, it would work on me.
I know what I'll do. Damage her property. That'll make her come.
I keyed your car. Happy Valentine's.
Yeah, so I mean,
tell me the rest of the conflict.
She went and hid in the green, in the office, I guess, because I was asking.
Well, the office comes right out into the green room.
I know.
Room.
I was just
like that's like
anybody, it's
like,
right there.
It's like if. It's like if you hid in the living room while I came out of the bathroom. Or, yes.
And I'm sure she just heard me yelling about her in the green room. I'm like, can you fucking believe this? She stole my fucking sweatsuit. Like, I anyone who would listen that night, I was fuming.
Okay. Well, I told her. So she's going to have it laundered?
She said. I told her I want a new one. But I haven't received confirmation number yet. I'm going to ask her tonight.
Thank you, man.
I messaged.
I'm like glad I only have one set tonight. But
are you at the stand?
No, I'm
just
at the
stand. If she pays you, just count the spot pay really closely. You're like, I like sticky finger May. Oh, look, it's
so crazy.
Grubby little. You have to. There's some point where you have to be like, dude, I'm fucking taking this. This has to be a comedian's. What comedian would it be? It says sporty and rich. It's size extra small. I wonder, like, not once. I'm not going to cross your mind and be like, this is fucking Karen's.
Well, it's also like, just don't take it. Like, I mean, if it comes to a point where there's like a month and a half or whatever of you like not getting it and it's just sitting there. In my mind, it's like, well, somebody doesn't fucking want this and it doesn't belong here.
I had spots but, there the 27th of December.
The case of it is, though, that they didn't find it for you, but it was there, it seems like. Is that what you're saying?
Well, they're just, I feel like I'm not hard to find. I work there probably, I don't know.
No, I understand that, but my question is, were you being neglectful by leaving it there all the time? Or were being neglectful, rather not neglectful, but not on top of finding your package?
Is it neglectful if you're constantly asking every time you show up?
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is the fault might lie with them, even though they're not a fucking post office. It was there and they weren't finding it and you'd been asking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't put it on you. I don't put it on you in this situation. I thought maybe you'd just been like, well, I was out of town a couple of times on the road or what, and you just weren't getting it. I thought you weren't prioritizing it, but it seems like you were by the way you're telling.
Because
the
second that Jade saw it, I was like, that's the package. She was like, oh shit. I was like, yeah, dude, what the hell?
This is pretty funny.
Because tell me, what do you think? I think
you should turn over a new leaf and just be like, you know what? You keep it.
Oh, that's so big of me, Shane.
Yeah, but it's not like you're out of any money.
I'm feeling petty. I know, but I'm feeling petty.
Ryan Seacrest will buy another one.
He would.
Yeah.
Right away. That's the other thing.
Does he know this story?
Yeah, of course. Because he wasn't talking to me for a while because he was like, did you get the sweatsuit? Did you get the sweatsuit? Did you get the sweatsuit? And I'm like, no, I keep asking for it. I don't know where it is. I keep asking. And so like she also like damages my relationship with my fan with her little stunt. Why would you take someone's sweatsuit?
I don't think she damages your relationship.
She did. That's how many weeks I went. I mean, this guy's probably giving me upwards of like, I don't know, 15, 20 grand over the course of like a few years.
That's really nice of him. But
that was a whole month. That was a whole month I lost. Because he was mad at me.
Yeah, you weren't sleeping.
You're such a devil's advocate, Shane.
I'm not a devil. I'm actually on your
side.
You're
the fucking blue-eyed devil, Mexican.
Yeah. Check it out, girls.
Ladies.
The refills are free. I spoke into my Spindrift can instead of the microphone just then.
You're a fucking dumbass.
Hello.
I'm over it. I am mad at myself for raging out so hard and not being able to move past it faster.
I do that, though. I can't let some shit go, no matter how hard I try. Sometimes I was talking about this the other day, but sometimes I will like make up reasons to be mad in my head.
me too.
I'll be like, just like if I'm stuck in traffic or something, I'll be like, this would be so much worse if my family was here.
I'll create fake injustices that happen to me.
All the time.
Fantasize about writing them.
Yeah, dog. I'll be like, if somebody goes wrong, like long on a set, you know, and I'll be like, you fucking know the fucking light.
You know the
and
light.
I was like, and you're like, no, I didn't see it. I was like, of course you saw. And don't fucking bat your eyes at me now. Cause, like, I get like real, like, because I'm a bit of a softy to some degree.
Yes.
So I think sometimes girls will just bat their eyes at me and
that's what I think this girl thought was going to happen. Like, I think she was going to be like, because she wrote me this long text. She's like, I don't want there to be any animosity at the club. I'm like, well, there is, you fucking thief.
Wait, before you say all the other things that you did, should we ask Shane what he would have done following this evening?
Yeah.
I would have made her undress on the floor of that restaurant.
Shane.
I'd be like, you fucking skinny bitch. Give me that.
I mean, I couldn't find her.
I would just be like, that's mine.
I kept fake, like, beating up Aaron. I said that's mine. She goes, no, I guess it's not because I'm wearing it.
Did she do it, like, in a joking way or, like, a shitty, like, way?
She's not funny.
I know. I'm not.
Shane, she's not. You think she's funny? Unfunny people can't suddenly do funny things when they get caught stealing. Shut the fuck up. No, so it wasn't funny.
Was she attempting to be funny? Yes.
No.
She was doing it like, fuck you. Like, I'm.
Yes,
yeah.
Dude. Like, mine, wow. A finder's keeper.
If people, like, put their chest out like that, then I'm like.
I went psycho.
It'd be worth it for me to grab them. And
nobody.
And I'm not, like, a ragey person, but, like, I'd be like.
I was grabbing Aaron Berg. I was like, I'm going to fucking kill her. I was, like, punching him. And he's like, you know what you're doing. And he's like, let's go.
Aaron's beefy, too.
Yeah, and Aaron was not subduing me. He's like, you should fight her. He's like, you should fight her.
Yeah, that's the thing. Is, like, everybody there would have wanted you to fight. Every comment would have been like, this is the
hottest thing. Get a running start and jump and punch her, Karen.
Everyone's like, this is going to be hot. Fucking dirty old men that work there.
Right. Fucking your middle-aged OnlyFan comedian versus androgynous hostess. Who you got?
You've got a reach, but anger is pretty intense.
I know. I feel like my Irish is up. I'm sorry. I keep driving the convo back to this. It's disgusting.
I'm enjoying this.
Let's talk about your career.
Wait, you didn't even say what you did at the end.
Yeah.
All the stuff you did the next
day.
What did I do?
Oh, about messaging all the comics? Yeah, I messaged like 15 comics, like Stan comics. I was like, this is what she did. Don't trust her. She's a thief. Count your spot pay. What?
And then what you texted her.
And I texted her, if it was up to me, your job should be terminated.
And?
What else? What
you requested.
A new sweatsuit. And I gave her my address. You think I'm taking it too far? What?
I think.
And right? The lawyers.
Oh, right. And the cease and desist. What?
You can't
open mail that's not addressed to you. That was mine. That was my property.
Cease and desist?
It wasn't my idea. I told my lawyer friend about it, and she's like, oh, I can draft that up real fast. No problem.
Well, what would it do?
Nothing. Just scare her. Unless I take it to trial. Unless I put a lot of money behind it and just go fucking nuts, dude.
Who's going to pay for it?
All the trial? For her or me?
Ryan. I think Ryan should pay for it.
Ryan Seacrest's going to bankroll this fucking sweatsuit trial. The great sweatsuit trial of 2024. The great
sweatsuit trial. I think, I mean, it is, you must have been fucking furious. I think it's crazy that you texted every other comic.
Yeah.
Instead of just telling them when you saw them.
No, I needed them to know. I needed them to know. I woke up in a blind rage.
No shit. I couldn't imagine. That's fucking wild that you woke up so angry. Pilates class, you're just fucking this fucking bitch.
It was.
Texting Big J at 4 in the morning when you're getting up to.
I didn't tell him yet. Thank you. What? Just kidding. I'm kidding.
When did this go down?
Last Monday, a week ago.
Oh, I must have just missed it.
How'd you miss it?
I think I was there on Monday.
Were you on Frantic?
Yeah, I think so. Was I? I just have my phone's over there. It doesn't matter. But, well, you didn't text me. Thanks for that.
I'll get you next time, dude.
Yeah, next time someone's
still. My thing was like, I'm not going to text every single guy. I'm going to text people who like to gossip.
Fucking so calculating.
Yeah. I'm going to text people who like spreading a rumor.
I do honestly appreciate your calculation. I think it's pretty juvenile, honestly.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, but I do appreciate that you're.
It well, because my thing is literally no disciplinary action has happened. Adele got her back. Like, everybody's going to bat for her. Like, making excuses. Adele's like, we didn't see your name on it. And I was like, where's the package? Oh, you guys threw it out? Interesting.
Well, it's not like they wouldn't, they would keep around a package if it didn't.
Once you opened something that wasn't yours, you wouldn't be like, let me just hold on to this just in case we get accused of stealing.
No, I wouldn't.
No, why? Because you would have stolen it. That's the truth. That's the truth. That's the truth.
You and I
wouldn't have opened it.
I'm on your side. I think
there's no other side.
Hey, actually, there is.
There's the victim and there's a crime. There's somebody wearing a sweatsuit that doesn't belong to them and somebody who worked really hard for Ryan to send her one. That's it.
Oh, Karen.
I mean, she can keep her job, but it's not going to be fun.
If it was up to me, you would be terminated. Then you text 15 people.
And called her a felon.
Yeah.
And also, I'm not going to say any names of comedians, but she's also like telling the certain people that people aren't doing well and then they're not getting spots.
Really?
She's a poison, dude. She must be eradicated.
How do you know she's doing that?
I know. I have 4 examples. Thank you, Shane. Yeah. I'm not going to tell. I'll tell you after.
Okay. Now you told me everything else. I don't know why you're stopping now.
Because then they'll be like, woo. And I'll be like, shut up.
Well.
But she's poison. But I don't care. She's also like young.
She's a kid.
I fuck shit up when I was young too. But when you get caught, you have to actually.
You take responsibility for it. Yeah. Yeah, I think. If she had bought you a new sporty and rich suit,
would I still call her
fucking name?
Would I still call her a sticky fingered thief for the rest of her life?
Or would you let it breathe?
That's a good question.
Like, what makes? See, because here's the thing:
what's more fun, getting a new sweatsuit or bullying somebody?
I think they kind of go hand in hand a lot of the time.
They kind
of
do. Bullying sweatsuit.
I think you might look nice in the blue one. Just tell me to get you one.
Oh, whatever. Fuck it.
No, I just like, I don't like now you have no solution. And that's the sad part.
Mm-hmm.
You're just,
you're
just like, I don't know. Negative is not the right word, but you're like focused on this thing and it's not helping you out any, you know, and you're like
it
a nice person.
You
deserve to be happy. So maybe you should think of a solution and because that's not good, you know, like. So she took your sweatsuit, and I get that it was a gift, and that would fucking.
I think I'll feel better.
And I think you're a really good, you're like a nice person. I think she's a nice person. She's younger, and she should not have taken your sweatsuit. I agree with you.
I just want to have a conversation with her. I just want to like talk to her like woman to woman and be like, what happened in there?
Have her on next week.
Let's have her.
Yeah, I can mediate it.
You think you're going to need that? We're going to need that? I mean, you think I'm going to fucking punch her?
I think you 100%
If she sits here and goes, well, maybe next time you got fucking, you put your fucking name on it. It was on it. It was on it. You can't prove that it wasn't because you stole it and you threw the package away. Psycho.
The absence of evidence is not the evidence.
Shane, we can't
of
talk about this the whole episode.
I don't know what else we're going to talk about.
Help me.
I was trying to help
we're
you
going,
just now.
Where are you going?
I want you to be.
I'm over it.
Yeah, I can
tell. Where's your next destination with Bert?
I go...
Tucson.
I'm in Tucson this week with him.
Have you ever been international with him?
Yeah, we did all of January last year in Europe.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we did, I think, 20-something cities.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
How do you not catch colds when you're traveling that much? Or do you catch colds?
I don't think I really do. I'm pretty healthy constitution. I don't know, but I don't like being around people. So, like, I'm like...
But comedy, we have to be around people.
Yeah, but like on stage when there's I'm not going to go out there with the Irish and just
party.
Mingle.
No.
No. Like, I mean, I will, but like, I just like, I'm not a fan of crowds.
Me neither.
Outside of, you know, like.
Right.
I get a little.
Do you go to concerts?
All the time. But like usually, like I went to one last night actually. And I was like, I just stood in the back where there were less people. And then we had backstage passes. And then I walked back there. Like,
you get to enjoy concerts differently now because you probably know people and you can get around.
Like a lot of times I'm very fortunate to have like some people be like, here's some comps. Come hang out.
Yeah. So you're not in with the peasants.
The peasants.
You said it.
I'm not in steerage.
That's rad.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't like people touching me and shit a lot of the time.
I know. Some comedians, there's like a level of codependence that they really need togetherness like constantly. I notice it at festivals and stuff. Like
I like that. I like my people.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't mind shaking like hands with people and that kind of stuff, you know, or like taking pictures. But I don't like being pulled in 10 different directions by like if I'm just in a bar, if I did a show
draining.
With someone. And or my own, and then people are like wanting to. I don't like touch me. I don't want people like. I'll give anyone my time, but I don't like it when they're like, you're talking to me next. You know, like,
it's hard, right?
Yeah, that's a little difficult. You know,
I've been in those situations where like you can feel the people like who want to talk to you next, and you're talking to these people, and they're like looking at you, and you're like, you don't know how to end it, and because they'll never end it.
I will do a like, you know, some people are good about it.
Some
people are a little
mentally
retarded.
It's hard
to pull like, but I just kind of I'm like, hey, thank you so much. You know, right. and then I'm like.
Goodbye.
I'll actually be like, I don't want to be rude, but I got to talk to other people too. Right. Like, I'll just say that. I'll use other people as my
exit. I'll just say I have to pee. I'll say I have to have diarrhea, and then I'll just like go talk to someone else.
And then they're like, please, God.
Yeah. They're like, oh my God, bring my phone.
Diarrhea in the sweatsuit and then mail it back to me.
Don't bring up the sweatsuit. We were so far.
We were so far. We were not.
Karen. We were so far away from it. Miles.
Nicole, who do you think it looks better on?
Keep on driving.
I haven't even seen it. No. Like, I haven't even visualized. I don't know what she looks like. I don't know her. But I do think it is odd to wear it to the scene of the crime.
And yeah. If she had been like, I kind of were still on this, but she had been like, I actually ordered this from Sporty and Rich myself.
I would be like, why? Yeah, I would just die. I mean, that would be quick thinking on her part. I'd give her credit for it. I'd be like, oh, you ordered. Why would you get this size? Like, you look ridiculous.
She's like, I'm small.
It's like you have
she's a little thing, she's just tall.
I know, but the way that it looked on her, you have to visualize it like you know the Newsies.
I don't know, like, she's so young though, like in my mind, like the kids, because she's in her like early 20s, like she might be 21, and she'll just be like, I think I could be like, I don't know, maybe that's how 21 year olds dress now, is like, and shit that's too small for them.
It was like she took it from like a little kid's store though. It was like, you know the Newsies, how they like wear their socks like up to here?
Yeah.
It was like that. Like she was about to go clamming. Well, I saw scallops in Florida, and I'm so stupid I didn't realize.
Florida.
I didn't realize.
The land of flowers is what it translates to.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The Sunshine State is the land of flowers. Oh.
Yeah.
I saw scallops on the beach, and I didn't realize they were scallops. I was like, these clams are huge.
What do they look like?
Big fucking clams.
Are they in a shell?
Yeah. I probably should have like bagged them up.
Oh.
Yeah, but look, can you look up big ones, Nicole? Like giant
big,
ones?
Big scallops. It's just a woman's like weird areolas.
Yeah, maybe it is. Yeah, but on the beach, not in the on the plate, Nicole.
Jesus, Nicole.
On the beach.
The sweatshirt thing was a disaster.
Yeah, that's closer. Yeah, those ones in the middle. Yeah, the dark looking ones. Yeah. I brought a seashell back from Florida.
Did you?
Yeah. I'm going to give it to the girl who stole my sweatshirt and go, it's trade
seas. See, if you put it next to your ear, you can hear the lies you told me.
Oh, that hurt. That made my chest hurt. I'm sorry, Mabel. Sorry.
You ever, oh my God. Does your mother ever tell you that or your dad?
If you
put a seashell next to your ear, you can hear the ocean?
Of course.
Yeah.
I grew up on the beach. We would do it to everyone.
Where'd you grow up?
Massachusetts.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. I'm having like a sharp pain. That made me laugh so hard. You're the one.
It's my sweatshirt.
It's Gollum. Gollum.
It's a nice fit on you.
Yeah.
Oh no, I didn't know that's what scallops came in. That shows how fucking stupid I. You're from the beach and you don't know that.
They still don't look. See the second one in. That's like the closest one, but they were even like longer and like more dark looking. It was like over on the left. Those dark, but even
longer. Why was no one like grabbing them for food?
I think there were some people coming up behind me because they had a bag and they were like grabbing some.
Okay,
but yeah, I should have brought one back and seared it and with a little sea salt and presented it to you.
It would have been nice.
Before I told the sweatsuit story, so you'd be like on my side hard.
Because the sweatsuit story is so delicious. It's like I've only had dessert. the scallop would have been a nice precursor to that.
Totally.
Yeah. But instead.
Where are you from?
Fort Worth, Texas.
I knew Texas. In my head, I was thinking New Orleans, then I was like, Texas.
You know, a lot of people think, I think they get me and Sean Patton confused.
New Orleans, Sean. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not, I mean, you're not that similar, but you're not that dissimilar.
I could say that about somebody I know who's got a brand new sweatsuit. Yeah.
That's hurtful.
Well, you're both little. You're not dissimilar.
You are different though. You guys are very different. Yeah. If I think about your material and your mannerisms, relax.
Yeah.
You're both like good, like fucking, I would pay to watch you guys fight.
Me and Sean?
Yeah, I would pay you guys, like, I would pay for a ticket to you guys getting blackout wasted and fighting each other.
Just like in an Irish bar and yes. Just like, yeah. Really?
Yes.
Like we're just all sweaty and drunk and like barely yeah. Staying on our stools. And then finally he throws a pint glass on the guy. He's like, it's time.
Yeah. It's the brown-eyed Irishman versus the blue-eyed Mexican.
Ooh. We're similar. We look similar too, kind of.
Yeah, you're just like stocky dudes. You have beards. Yeah. You're men.
Yeah.
Some of these fucking guys. It's like, what are okay. You, a ballerina? Right, what are you, Timothy Chalamet up there? Shut up.
Please, that guy.
I do like, there's something about him.
Is he like a hot guy?
That's like, he's like.
He's like androgynous to me too, kind of. I get that he's like not ugly. You know, like I understand he's an attractive person, but like.
But I'm like, what is the sexual appeal? Like, what's there?
That's kind of my weird thing was like, because he's very pretty. He's like a good looking kid.
He's like a prince or like a Johnny Depp. Yeah, but even like.
He doesn't seem like the kind of guy who just hold you up against a wall and fuck you. You know, like he doesn't have like that kind of energy to me.
I want him to.
Do you?
Yeah, I'm obsessed with him and Kylie Jenner.
Are they a couple?
Yeah. I think they're a fascinating couple. He seems like he would want like a.
Oh, they're very good. Yeah, they're a handsome.
I mean, she's
pair. Gorgeous. Yeah, they're both like she's good looking, but it's like he's not. I wouldn't say he's like very comes off as extremely masculine.
Not at all.
No.
She's manufactured, but she's stunning.
Yeah.
But I would
assume.
Do you
think he's manufactured?
Not to the degree that she is. Okay. No one is. She has butt implants, breast implants, cheek fillers, lip fillers.
Okay, and what does he have?
He's just got great bone structure, and he's. You know,
a very little lean,
a slight man, but yeah. It's working for him, I guess.
Yes, he's figured. Isn't it weird how everything can be like considered attractive?
Sure.
Yeah.
Everybody has a niche. Everybody has their thing that they like, and if enough people are into it,
find a niche for me.
You got one. You and Sean Patton run the streets.
I don't think it's a niche. I think it's probably hurting our knees.
Your niche. Okay.
Nice. Hey. No, G.I. Because I'm on her side. She sent me here.
You're a fucking spy?
Yeah, man. I'll take that sweatsuit, too.
Timothy Chalamet.
Mm.
Yeah, she, like, that's
Is he American?
I would think he would want, like, a natural woman.
Oh, you mean, like, a natural beauty?
Yeah, like a more...
Like yourself?
Like myself. Yeah. You know, gently aging...
Or you, Nicole. That's not,
excuse me. That's natural beauty. Sorry.
Oh, he's a French-American actor.
Oh, le français. Oui, c'est... Au bientôt, la vérité.
Okay, that's it. That's why.
Il est très intelligent.
You speak French?
Oui.
I was going to go to Paris this week.
J'ai étudié quand j'avais 17 ans. Je suis allé à Paris quand j'avais 16. J'ai acheté une robe.
I feel like he looks like Frankie Muniz in that one, though. He looks like Malcolm in the Middle on the right.
C'est la vérité. I agree. How do you say I agree in French? I forget.
Vous m'entendez-vous, Madame Fihen?
J'oublie. I forget.
That's impressive. I didn't know you. Where'd you pick up French?
In high school. I had 5 years in high school.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Hold on.
And college a little.
5 years in high school?
I took French for 5 years in high school. Wait, how long is high school? I started French in eighth grade.
Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you something that's embarrassing.
Je suis d'accord. Oh, I agree. Ah, yeah. D'accord.
D'accord. Am I saying it right?
Yep.
Je suis d'accord.
You just sound like a duck a little.
I'm fun.
Je suis amusant.
Je suis amusant.
Je suis drôle means I'm funny.
Say it again.
Je suis drôle. D-R-O-L-E. Drôle. The French accent.
Je suis drôle.
Oui. Yeah. Très bien.
I was going to go to Paris this week.
Pourquoi non? It's beautiful there.
Yeah. I'm told.
But why didn't you go?
I just scheduling stuff just didn't land, so.
Where are you going to go with?
I was going to go on my own.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Have you ever been?
No.
Oh, it would be beautiful. You can go to Le Centre de Pompidou. You can go to La Louvre and Versailles and Le Champs-Élysées. Those are the places you want to hit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What is?
I think so.
What are all? They sound great.
Le Centre de Pompidou. It's like a modern art museum, and it's fucking fun. It's like interactive. It's a bunch of cool, weird shit.
Okay.
Louvre is where all the big fucking shit is.
Yeah, I've been told that's like, it's everybody like goes to see it, but there's other stuff too.
Versailles is a castle. You go to, it's like a little outside of Paris, and wear sensible shoes. A lot of cobblestone.
I think you know that I only have sensible shoes.
I went there when I was in high school. I did not wear sensible shoes, and I really hurt my knees. And
they're blowing all those guys.
Yeah, just blowing every French
all
guy.
The Chalamets.
All like Chalamore, please.
That's the worst fucking Chalamore.
Shall we dance?
That's awful.
Thank you. Shall we
good
dance?
God.
So, and Versailles and the Champs-Élysées, which are like all the trees, has like Central Park vibes.
Oh, nice.
You got to go.
Yeah.
The food is so fucking good.
Is it? Yeah, it's as good as everyone says it
is. Yeah. It's just so good.
It's not as big as New York, though, huh?
Paris?
No.
It's cooler.
Does it feel
though
busy?
Yeah. La Place de la Concorde is where there's a big Ferris wheel and the circle.
Okay.
Like rotary.
Oh, I think I got everything I need out of it.
You got it, right?
Yeah.
You're good.
I'll just go to Florida.
I'm like, I'm going to Baltimore on Friday.
Are you going to Baltimore?
So Baltimore, Paris, same diff.
Where are you going to Baltimore?
Port Comedy, if you don't have tickets.
Oh, I'm there. I'm going there.
All right.
Nice. Look at us.
Are you faking me again?
Yeah, I am.
I'm going to fuck.
This time.
No, I don't trust you. Fool me twice.
I left it. Here you go. You can do it again.
Have you? No, I can't. I don't trust you. I don't trust you. It's running through my veins, the distrust on the left side of my body. I don't trust you. I mean, did you watch the show Fool Me Once?
I don't even know what that is. What is it?
It sucks, and I got sucked into it.
Dude, I do that so much.
And I just, like, I still don't even know the end
yet. I
don't
even know any of the actors that are on it.
It's, like, a British or Irish production or something. It's good, but it's, like, it stinks. Because I haven't seen the last. I've watched like
what
seven
is
episodes.
Who knows what instincts is? You know what instincts is?
I know somebody with an instinct to steal. Never mind.
Your puns are shit.
I know. That was a bad one. That wasn't really a pun. It was just like I tried to call back. Shut up.
You were trying to pun.
It wasn't a pun, Shane.
I know it wasn't, but you were trying to pun. You're pontificating about that sweatsuit.
Hey, so mama, meet your mama. Let's get
it's us and ya.
Yes. We reset.
Let's start a band where we only do Disney songs. People will think it's weird because you're attractive and I look like I love Disney and I have cats.
You like you could be like
people
the Blues
will think
Traveler.
You're my sister that's taking care of me.
You don't have cats though.
No.
That's good.
Yeah.
I just feel like people who have cats, like those cats, their chemicals seep into their brains and they don't even know that they're being manipulated.
I genuinely believe that.
It's true. It's science. There's been multiple studies.
Really?
Yes.
Like the
about
cat litter
the chemical
stuff?
Cat litter, but the chemical that cats themselves have, it starts with a T or whatever and it gets in your brain and it like just makes you not realize that
cat chemical.
Your cat sucks.
Oh my God. People have become very obsessive over their cats.
It's just like, I think they should exist. I just feel like they should exist outside to like keep the varmint population down. I don't think they should be house pets.
You don't think cats should be house pets?
How many people are allergic to cats, Nicole, statistically?
I don't. There is a thing. I mean, like so many comedians have jokes about it. You know?
Right.
Oh, wow. That's a lot.
Wait, what is it? 10 to 20%?
Uh-huh.
That's a big gap. Though that's a whole 10%.
I mean, 10% is still kind of a lot.
I think it's a lot too.
10% of people.
Mm-hmm. I thought it would be
means
more.
Like in the United States, about 36 million people at least are allergic to cats.
That's 36 people, million people that can't go in your house if you
that's
have a cat.
Five New Yorks.
Whoa. Okay. Mr. Yeah. Math. All right. Jeopardy. That was really smart. The five New Yorks. How many Texases?
There's only one great thing. There's only one test. I mean, no, that's what I mean. That's imagine if everybody in New York was
allergic
to cats.
And we could drown them all and have a reason.
Throw them all in the East River.
Yeah.
Yeah. We could do it every year, like as a as in, like, it's like the New York Marathon. It's like, yeah, I know it's kind of a bummer, but
time to kill the cats. It's like, time to drown the felines.
You're singing
again. It's bringing me a very it pure
like,
joy.
It sounds like now I'm thinking of Cats, the musical.
Jellicoe, Jellicoe, Cats, Cats. What are the
is that from Cats?
That's like not really. It was like incorrect.
Calico?
All alone on the pavement. I won't have a memory.
All alone, la, la, what is happening right now?
It's the song Memories from Cat. Wait. Midnight, not a sound from the pavement.
Nice.
Has the moon lost her memory?
She is smiling
she
alone.
She is smiling alone.
In the lamplight, the wizard leaves collect at
lamplight,
my feet.
Wizard leaves collect at my feet.
And the wind begins to moan. Memory.
Memory.
All alone in the moonlight. I can dream of the old days.
Life was beautiful then.
I remember the time I knew what happiness was. Let the memory live.
Live again.
Ooh,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, that's a good song.
Every street lamp seems to beat a fantastic warning. Someone mutters and the street lamp sputters. And soon it will be morning. Daylight, I must wait for the sunrise. I must think of a new life. Ooh,
that's really good.
Yeah, I know.
Have you ever done the goddamn comedy jam?
I have on occasion.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Not me. Josh Adam Meyer's always trying to get me to do it, obviously, because I'm an electric gal. But I don't know. I can't think of the right song. I feel like I need more rehearsal time than you guys ever get. Like,
I've done it twice.
How much rehearsal time would you say you had?
Oh, I don't think I had much at all.
Much of any, right? It's more treated like karaoke, and I just want a run through. I mean, can a girl get a run through? What if I have some choreography I'd like to implement?
What would you even sing?
Welcome to the Jungle. Or
do you ever do that? Maybe you don't do that, but I do this a lot. Well, I'll just put my name into a song for all the lyrics, so it'll be like, "Welcome to the Shane. We got fun and Shane. We got everything you want.
We got lots of Shane. Yeah. It's the Shane Show. Welcome to the Shane Show. Yeah. Shane, Shane. It's the perfect song to do.
Sha-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
All right, you can watch Shane's special.
In the cold
Beautiful
November,
dogs.
Shane. Oh, that guy's got a good special too.
You
though.
Can, Shane. We're gonna wrap this up. Let everyone know. All of our, listeners. I'm sure they know of you, but just in case, let them know how they can support you.
Thank you, Karen. This is so nice. This was a comedy podcast.
You think?
It's ShaneIsComedian.com. Shane tours across all social media platforms. I have a podcast with Kyle Kinane called, oh, God. What's wrong with your pinky?
This one?
Yeah.
It just goes under.
I just wanted to plug it.
I got to tell you, Shane, that's really going to get you some extra views. But what I just did.
I was doing a thing on my Instagram called Foot Friday. I don't know if you ever saw that, where I would like call people toe hoes.
Wait, I feel like I remember this.
Post pictures of my feet and stuff and like cover them in hot sauce. I call my little ankle sluts and stuff.
Why was that?
A lot of people were like truly worried because I just thought it was funny because I don't think anyone wants to see my feet.
Yeah,
so
they
thought,
do. They might.
They might. They're not as gross as you would think just by looking at me.
It sounds like you were fucking showcasing them.
I was, but like as a joke, and then I did get some weird.
My butthole's on the internet.
Your butthole's on the internet. What's it doing?
Ventriloquist type stuff. You ever seen Ace Ventura?
My special's called The Blue-Eyed Mexican.
Tell him. Check it out.
Yeah, it's on produced by Bert Kreischer and Leanne Kreischer. It's on my YouTube channel as well as Bert's, so please check it out. And I have a podcast with Kyle Kinane called No Accounting for Taste. So if you like him or me or both of us, that's a good place to find it. Definitely different than Karen's podcast.
Thank you for coming, Shane. Appreciated having you.
Thank you for making the time for me. Sincerely, I do appreciate it.
I love you. You're the best.
You're the best. Also, I tell you, when you sent me that message on Instagram.
Which one?
The one about my, when you sent that, saw that picture of me on Conan.
Oh, yeah.
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 It made my day.
That's good.
That was nice.
I was nice once. You hear that? Here. Yeah. You heard it. Yeah.
She is nice.
Once in a while. Thanks for listening, you guys. Subscribe if you're just listening, you fucking cheapskates.
Yeah.
It doesn't even cost anything.
Subscribe to my shit, too.
Everyone, just use your thumbs better.
Fucking come on. Your phone's in your hand right now.
Thank you.